Welcome to Virginia Water Radio for the week of July 26, 2010. I'm Alan Raplow, Research Associate at the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg. Our show presents news and notices about Virginia's waters, from the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean. Our news segment this week features recent comments by Water Center Director Stephen Schoenholtz on the main challenges he sees for water resources in Virginia. The comments come from a July 15th interview with Dr. Schoenholtz by Virginia Water Radio producer Patrick Fay. After the three-minute interview, I'll be back with the rest of this week's show.
I'm here having a pleasant conversation with Stephen Schoenholtz. He is the director of the Virginia Water Center and professor of forest hydrology and soils within the Department of Forestry in the College of Natural Resources and Environment. Dr. Schoenholtz, as the director of the Virginia Water Center, what challenges do you see impacting the Commonwealth of Virginia going forward?
Well, I think there are many challenges related to water resources for the Commonwealth that all states face. I think one of the biggest ones that I see going forward is the need to either initiate or improve our water planning process. Many municipalities traditionally have not had to worry about water supplies and access to plentiful clean water. But as populations expand, as pressures increase on water resources, and as we recognize the growing importance of water for industrial and agricultural processes, the need to plan for the future has never been greater and will continue to grow. And it's difficult to plan, to know where the water supply is, how much there is, what the use patterns are. It's a lot of work, but without planning, the future is going to be very difficult in terms of water supply and water resources in the Commonwealth. So I see that as an overwhelming issue for the future, and we need to work on that. Now, and the state has worked on it, but we definitely need to develop planning strategies. Other issues that are on the plate right now and only will expand are things like the Chesapeake Bay, energy water connections, whether it be mining or gas well drilling, which has really come on as an issue in parts of Virginia. Climate change is definitely part of the equation now and in the future in terms of water supply. Coastal issues with rising sea levels along Norfolk's coast, things like that. So again, there's tremendous opportunities for water people, students studying water. All those opportunities are related to just a growing set of issues. Everything from planning to minimum flows to in rivers to keep things at least minimally accessible for wildlife and aquatic species. So there's a whole gradient or a whole myriad of things that we can address. But I'd say planning's probably the most important. They're all important, but planning is really essential.
Now it's time for our Water Sounds and Music segment. This week, we feature another mystery sound. Have a listen for about 10 seconds and see if you can guess what's making the squeaking sound. And here's a hint. You may not see many of these anymore in Virginia, but they can still work very well. If you guessed a hand water pump, you're right. This one was recorded at a camping site along the C&O Canal towpath in Maryland, just across the Potomac River from Virginia. While such pumps are no longer routinely seen at residences or in communities in the United States, hand-powered well pumps are an important element in providing clean, reliable water to the nearly 1 billion people in the world estimated to lack access to safe drinking water. If you're interested in world water needs, information is available from many organizations, such as UNICEF, the World Health Organization, and Water.org, the organizer of World Water Day each March. Now we look ahead to some upcoming water meetings and other events. First, in government policy and regulatory meetings occurring between July 28th and August 3rd. On July 28th, the Technical Advisory Committee for Development of a General Permit for Pesticide Discharges meets in Richmond. For more information, phone William Norris at 804-698-4022. On July 29th, the Regulatory Advisory Panel for Development of a Permit for Small Renewable Offshore Wind Energy Projects meets in Glen Allen. A public hearing on this proposed permit will be held August 3rd, also in Glen Allen. For more information about either meeting, phone Carol Wampler at 804-698-4579. Now, here is one upcoming meeting about total maximum daily loads, or TMDLs, for impaired waters. July 29th in Alexandria on the TMDL study for Cameron Run, Holmes Creek, and Hunting Creek, located in the Potomac River watershed in Arlington County, the City of Alexandria, the City of Falls Church, and Fairfax County. For more information, phone Katie Conaway at 703-583-3804. Finally, in upcoming educational and recreational events, on July 31st, Great Dismal Swamp National Wildlife Refuge is holding its annual butterfly count. For more information, phone Don Schwab or Dolores Freeman at 757-986-3705. Also on July 31st, Hungry Mother State Park in Smith County is holding Fishing for a Cure, a fishing tournament to raise money for cancer organizations. For more information, phone 276-781-7400. And on August 7th in Newport News, the Mariners Museum is holding Mermaids and Sea Monster Family Day. Visitors can hear tales of these creatures, participate in activities for all ages, and have their photo taken with a sea monster. For more information, phone 757-591-7744. And that's it for this week's edition. Virginia Water Radio is a product of the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, which is solely responsible for the show's content. Production and show notes were provided by Patrick Fay. If you need more information about anything mentioned this week, call us at 540-231-5463 or visit our website at www.virginiawaterradio.org. For Virginia Water Radio, this is Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.